know what we used to say about this thing? When the instrumental plays on and on and on, it's like you're wasting precious airtime. How much is 60 seconds commercial? It depends. 60 second commercial, that's plenty money. Let me ask The Voice. The Voice, you are a voiceover specialist. How much do people pay you to do a 60 second commercial? On the average, okay, range. Just give me a range.
Well, between like 100 to 250, depending. Could be more, depending on the client.
Depending on the client.
Yeah.
So, how many of us are here now? We've just wasted 250. Hi, Lagos. Good evening to you. Welcome to Game On. 3 hours of solid, solid brilliance. Pleasure is mine, and not mine alone. It's a pleasure I share with a stellar cast of the best sporting minds and heads in the land. And on Tuesdays, I get the privilege and the opportunity to come, you know, be in the fray with the guys. Plenty to come. First, with the introductions, Tony the Voice, you already met, but say your welcome. How are yous?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good. Exciting to be back on Tuesday, you know. It's been quite the weekend. We're gradually getting back to club football, so I mean, excited, and I'm looking forward to a stellar show. All right.
Pleasure. We can't wait. He produces the show. He packages it on Tuesday. He does all the legwork, ensures that everything goes right. Alongside the cast, the in-studio cast is here. But most times, there is an out-studio cast. We'll talk about them in a bit. Samuel Samwine, how are you doing?
Very well, Femi. Good evening to you.
When people introduce you on radio, do they go the full... Do they go all the way to the surname?
No, not. Just... I think Anthony is the only one who does the surname.
Okay.
Yeah, Anthony is the only one who does. Everybody else just calls me by my first name.
And the way you are sounding, it's almost like you approve of everyone else, but The Voice, who does the surname?
Yeah, I'd like to give a bit of luxury. Just call me what you feel comfortable with.
Okay.
As long as you don't call me Palm Wine.
Well, it's not 8 p.m. yet, so I can't even call you that. All right. Pleasure doing this with you.
Always a pleasure.
Yep. Queen Mother is in the house. Adeze Michael. Well, again, Adeze does not play with her name, so you always, you know, for the remaining few months before you drop the Michael, how are you doing, Adeze?
You didn't
see that coming.
You just actually sank it for the remaining few months. Oh, well, to be dropped, actually.
That's
for sure, to be dropped. Mm-hmm. But we'll look to see how that happens, though.
We're selling market. These people should bring money and come and buy. We represent the family, actually.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
That's good. That's mm-hmm. true. And it has to be, it better be worth it for me to drop Michael. It's got to be really worth it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. And I'm happy to be here. Good evening, Femi. Good evening, Lagos. And everyone is looking fresher. Is it the weather? Sam's face is glittering. Tony just looks like he came back from... as if they deported him from Cambodia. And Chuma is also looking radiant. And
is everything okay?
It's too much money. I mean, everybody's complaining. These people... You know, some people get richer in times of...
adversity.
You know, yeah.
I'm Femin.
Yes. It's too much money.
Well, I think... I'm happy to be here. It's Tuesday. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Chuma Nolly is El Raimero. He's the rhymes master. And you know, it was Julius Agahoa who I once heard. He scores against you, puts you in a spin. Chuma puts you in a rhyme. And there's always something that goes with it. When I'm around Chuma, I feel like rhyming. Welcome, Chuma Nolly. How are you doing?
And this comes from your boss. I just know one thing is certain, that by tomorrow, the admin department will call me. Hello, Chuma. Actually, you do have a salary increment. Femi just said that you did an amazing job, actually. Great to be here, Femi. Always a pleasure having you around. And like you mentioned, you know, it's a time for many people that is a time for adversity, but you still find a way to bring brilliance to the microphone with diversity. So we're ready for you to school us like we're in university or something. Yeah.
See what I mean?
Good evening.
All right, guys.
Where's my bell?
Welcome.
This show looks, sounds drab. Thank you very much. I need my bell.
All right. Last week, we promised that we will intro somebody. It's what do they call it in movies? Cameo. Yes, cameo appearance. Let's say welcome to. So you've already met the queen. Now you would meet the princess. Pamela joins us in the studio for the first time. Pamela, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Lagos.
Welcome, Pamela.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
How do you say?
No, I just said welcome, Pamela. You meet Tony. He's a great fella.
A fella. and he will treat you well.
That's right. I always do.
All right, Pamela. Let's meet you.
Okay, I'm Pamela. I am, you know, an FC Barcelona fan and Chelsea fan, and I'm here to be myself.
Okay. Yeah, we'll soon find out what yourself really is. Welcome to the show, guys. I don't know. Pamela, do you have a surname?
Yes.
Or do you have a radio toga that you'd rather be?
Okay. So, Pam J.
Pam J.
Yes. That's my name and my surname.
Why are you? Why am I getting this there?
All right. We'll come back to that. Let's get into the show quickly. There's so much to talk about. Hodovai is busy on the back end trying to make sure that we
can reach.
Yeah, we have visibility.
Yeah, I think so.
Online as offline.
Yeah,
I guess.
I saw him fixing the right angles.
The right angles.
And speaking to the most swagalicious guy in the studio to ensure that his picture is captured.
So
we're streaming live, yeah.
They want to see his fine face. All right, Sam, where would you have a start from?
I always think it's best to start from the home front.
Home front?
Yeah.
Big
issues regarding our national team.
Mm-hmm. All right, so 6-0 Nigeria won against Super Eagles against Sao Tome and Principe. And for some of us, it was refreshing. It's been a long time. There used to be a time when Nigeria were like this. On their day, they could take anybody out. But again, it's Sao Tome and Principe. Yeah, right? So it's confirmed top spot for the 3-time continental champions. It's ensured a place at AFCON in Cote d'Ivoire. And but guys, I saw the match like a fan. You guys covered the match like, you know, professionals and all of that. I'm wondering, hat-trick for Victor Osimhen and the rest pitched in. You look at that Nigeria side. Taiwo Awoniyi, you know, missed a number of chances. Finally got a goal, right? Yeah. Finally got one goal. There was Gift Orban. There was Paul Onuachu, Samuel Chukwueze, Ademola Lookman, all these guys. And AFCON is here. AFCON is in January. That's like how many months to AFCON?
4 months. Yeah, because it's January 13. So today is September 12. So officially 4 months. Because it's January 13, yeah.
October, November, December, January. Oh, 4 months.
4 months.
Mm. 16 weeks.
Yeah. Mm. Are we ready? Do you guys feel like it?
Group stage champions. For the last one.
It's $1 million question. Readiness is in different angle.
Yeah.
When you say are we ready, is it on the pitch or
on the pitch? I mean, I'm just talking about the playing personnel.
Because we've come to a situation where we've also seen each time we go for this tournament, the dramas of the pitch affect what we do on the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
The NFF will come in with the campaign that we don't have money. And then I hope that probably they must have gotten, by now someone must have gone to Ivory Coast, look for one of the very best hotels where they will stay first of all. I hope that they've been able to clear the bonuses and allowances that have plagued them, because we hear when they play one game, maybe we hear that Musa and the boys say they don't want to go for presser, mm-hmm. they don't want to do training. These are what builds up to tournaments, and it's usually very perennial. So when you say, are we ready on the pitch, whether we like it or not, we cannot run away from what happens off, because if there's a good energy off, it transcends to on.
All right, I understand. So let's leave the off and let's come to the on. Of course, I think one of the greatest blessings Nigerian football at senior national level has had in the last few years is that we do have a striking arrowhead. But I'm not sure we'll go to AFCON playing, Victor Osimhen as a lone striker. The question then becomes, who partners up? Who is our best bet? What's our best two? And I know that most Nigerian managers will play two men up front. All the strikers we've seen, everybody we've seen, who do you pair with Victor Osimhen?
I think I'll think of what I saw on Sunday, and it feels like I'm picking the easy one now. I'm going to say that for several reasons, because again, even from a Nigerian POV, we respect the Premier League so much. It's the most popular league in this part of the world. And then you have a striker who's in red-hot form in that territory, scoring not just 3 goals in 3 games for the month of August before finding an assist against Chelsea, but strutting his stuff against the very best. A goal against Arsenal, a goal against Manchester United, an assist against Chelsea. That's the stage you want to judge a player based on. So you could have a Boniface who is doing great in the Bundesliga. You could have other names you call into the picture. Ademola Lookman has not clicked this season like he did last time when he scored 13 goals for Atalanta. But I think it's easy to just think, we know our number one striker in Nigeria now is Victor Osimhen. No argument at all. Potentially African Footballer of the Year for 2023. We expect that to be the case. First man to do that for Nigeria since Nwankwo Kanu in 1999. So that's certain. It's now going to be a case of that Awoniyi guy, I think. And it's beyond just the fact that Awoniyi scores goals. I think that height will also play a part, even though it's beyond just him being tall, because Boniface is also tall. But, you know, we do so much of wing play many times as well. We do so much of wing play, and we saw that we scored a goal from a corner kick against Sao Tome and Principe, and you need these tall guys around the place. So when you have a Osimhen who's 6'1", 6'2" tall, you have Awoniyi who's 6'1", 6'2", or more than that tall, you know that these guys, even though we don't score too many goals with our heads from a Super Eagles perspective, at least in recent times, pardon me, but you have these guys who can score when they have the ball on the top for themselves. You have these guys who are tall too, who can give us an edge when the cross is coming from the flanks. So easy pick for me, Femi. It's going to be Taiwo Awoniyi because of his consistent brilliance, even against the very best in England, at least based on what we've seen so far. I hope that form doesn't disappear before January. And then the number one striker in Africa right now, Victor Osimhen.
So, okay, good point to make. Do you agree?
I disagree. I think that we're sleeping on Victor Boniface. And Femi, listen, I've seen players, you know, and I've seen Victor Boniface. I'm not here to particularly sing his praise or whatever, but I'm trying to look at what works, what is the most efficient result, you know, from whoever we decide to partner. Unfortunately, there's some combinations I'm expecting to see before the AFCON. I'm expecting to see what a certain Gift Orban, who personally said he loves to play behind a focal point, and his ability to be very quick across the wings can you know, give that pass, can also score. I want to see that combination. But for now, I thought that when Victor Boniface came on against Sao Tome, we could see a player who, yes, he's a striker, can play as a focal point, but over the years from, Union Saint-Gilloise, we've seen him evolve into a very complete player. So beyond being a point man who is strong, is quick, you know, can get into those dangerous positions, he can drift out wide. He's fast and he's skillful too. He's skillful. And it's something I think he trumps Taiwo Awoniyi in terms of ability. When he came on against Sao Tome, you could see the run. You could see the eventual pass for, I think that was Samuel Chukwueze for the goal. The way he drops deep, knowing that you have a focal point in Osimhen. One of the issues I have with Awoniyi and Osimhen is they are actually, in terms of skill sets, they have the same skill set. It's just that one is better than the other. I don't think certain games would need us to play the both of them. If we're playing a game where we need goals desperately, then we can bring both of them. But in terms of the right balance, the team will get playing with a focal point and a man who can also play as a striker, but just slightly over the shoulder of Osimhen. And when they're, I mean, press, high press and all of that, he can drift out wide. He can get the ball from, you know, the width and deliver into the box. He's an all-rounder. And I think that boy is a player we need to look out for. I hope that, you know, this is the beginning of many calls for him. And then we see, I think, Femi, that he gives us the best dynamics, especially to a potential 4-4-2, where you need at least one of the strikers to be an all-rounder, to be able to do everything, to pick a pass, to cross, to be able to drift out wide. He takes that box for me.
All right. I wonder what Pamela thinks about it. And these are two perspectives. Osimhen and Awoniyi, a combination. And in this case, Tony going for somebody who has slightly different characteristics. What do you think, Pam? Who would you put up with Victor Osimhen?
I'll still put Awoniyi. I feel like their chemistry is very good. One thing is, they have chemistry on the field. Mm-hmm. From what we saw on Sunday, the two of them are very, very good. I feel like they put their pride aside and they wanted to play for Nigeria. So putting them to, and seeing from the results of what we had on Sunday, I feel like they can do way better also. From the praises they've gotten, from seeing that, oh, two of us were, will I say, on the same level? We're on the same level and can do better. We can do great. So putting two of them, and from this, will I say, is an experimental match. So we can see that they can do it. There's no need for us to put someone that will probably want to steal, well, like I say, the goals from Osimhen or something like that. They both want to feed themselves. They both want to play for Nigeria. They're not playing for themselves. So I like the two of them combination together.
So you are okay with the chemistry you saw.
Yes.
It's the first time we've seen them play together like that in a match. In a match where you could argue, you know, did not bring so much in terms of opposition strength.
True.
So we need to consider that.
Which is hard, makes it hard to actually test anything.
How they function together in a much more competitive match. Sam, what do you think?
I think the attributes of the players are overly too similar for me to want to take either of those centrally built towering strikers in the box. I'll be more for the wingers. Chukwueze, Ademola Lookman, who can run off the back of these guys, make the runs and create the spaces or feed off of the loose balls these guys create. I think one time tried with Paul Nwachu and Victor Osimhen in one of those AFCON qualifiers, it never really worked. Players running into each other's spaces, not really knowing. You could say it was under a different manager under Gennaro Rowe at the time, but I still think the Super Eagles, in the state it is at the moment, needs variety of options. You have a bully of a centre forward, have someone or players who are willing to make the runs off of them, get into those spaces, and that will work for me.
I know I started with you, Adeyze, but that was a different conversation as to whether we were ready. But now, Victor Osimhen, who would you play up with him?
I think we need to look at the strength of the squad. We need to look at the system that will get the very best out of each and individual, because tomorrow we're not going to manufacture a brand new. What we have is what we have. Mm-hmm. We can't go and borrow Messi or borrow Foden or Kevin De Bruyne. So I think that the system is, we shouldn't be playing 4-4-2 in 2023. Mm. I'm sorry. 4-4-2 is outdated, back in early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And Carlo Ancelotti did magic with the diamond formation. We shouldn't be playing that, because it makes your midfield narrow. Mm-hmm. It makes your midfield easily overrun. And we've seen that football these days, sometimes you need to throw away the craft and the guile. So you can, when it comes to tournaments, nobody plays fancy football. You have to be able to set up your midfield in a way that when you don't have the ball, your midfielders are able to angle themselves to beat the press. Mm-hmm. And if you want to partner two strikers, they may not really want to track back to help out in defense. It could be a problem.
Yeah.
So I think that Victor should still be the number one, flanked by forward thinking players. It could be through the wing, it could be, they may not be natural wingers, because
in some way, to the voice's point, he's the focal point.
He's the focal point. Mm-hmm. And let there be forward thinking wingers around him, and then let there be an advanced midfielder behind him, forward thinking wingers beside him, we saw what Kelechi did. I'm going to use, yeah, Sao Tome and Principe, no problem. Yeah. But Kelechi evolved. Kelechi had freedom. Play someone that I like. And that's Kelechi's natural position from day one. For some of us that saw him at under 17 level, he's not your out and out striker. He's just a shadow striker. Number eight, plays behind the striker, creates. Then when he's got that opportunity to shoot too, he also shoots. So Victor should be our main man. Awoni and Victor will have to struggle it up from the bench. No disrespect, but let Victor be surrounded at, like, by players that can create the chances from him.
So you are,
through the flanks and just centrally.
So you don't favor playing Awoni.
We shouldn't be playing 4-4-2 in 2023.
Okay,
because our current reality is we have a manager. Who always?
We always have managers who always.
Again, when it comes to the tournament, it's going to change.
No.
When it comes to the tournament proper, the 4-4-2 will change.
What if we are going to the AFCON with 4-4-2 as things stand? That's what we play.
4-4-2 that can change within the game.
Well,
4-4-2 that may not
which is funny. In the 90s, we played 4-3-3 more than 4-4-2.
Thank you. That's what we should be thinking. 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-3.
But then again, you could argue we had a Rashidi Yekini, focal point, he'll get you the goal, surround him with everybody else. But you could also say that this is Victor Osimhen is the closest to Rashidi Yekini that we've had since after that, which gives us that latitude to do what needs to be done. And I kind of agree that there's so much similarity between Victor and Awoni, not necessarily in terms of resource and the finished work. But you see, when you go into a contest of this nature, you have to be prepared for anything, including you could lose your arrowhead in the first game.
That's it.
And you don't have him anymore throughout the tournament. Mm. So what then do you do? So if Victor is not available for the game, Who is the arrowhead, and how does it affect the dynamics going forward? We don't have a Kanu, we don't have a JJ. I don't know whether any of you guys have seen a Kanu compilation. Sometimes you begin to get confused that, okay, Kanu was playing as skillfully as JJ, when they were in their prime to some degree. We don't have all of that anymore. But we do have players with different qualities. The issue now becomes, will it be good enough to conquer Africa? We're right back on the show. It's Game On 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Femi and the gang. It's a pleasure to be here, Femi, alongside Adeze, Sam, The Voice, Chuma, and of course, the debutante, Pamela. Just before that break, we were looking at the Nigerian team. And as part of our celebration that we had that result against, who again?
Sao Tome and Principe.
Still, who again? But it's a good result for Nigeria, but you wonder how the team will hold up. Who was it? We were looking at the last AFCON together, and then we were reminded that we had beaten Egypt at the last AFCON.
Yeah, match day one.
Nigeria had walked past Egypt. Some may argue that Egypt scored that year, but they had Mo Salah and all of that, but we're still able to get past them. In all the conversations we've had, we're reminded of 2013.
Egypt
got to the final. In 2013, when Nigeria went with what was regarded as a very rubbish squad, and we went all the way to win AFCON with unknown quantities. Sunday Mba, who are the other people in that team?
Obaboda.
Then.
Yeah. And that was shortly before even the government had toyed with the idea of probably banning football or something, or taking a break from football for 2 years to try and put our house in order. We had gone there. The thing about the Nigerian side is when you expect little of them, they surprise you. When you expect so much of them, nothing happens. I don't know what it's going to be between now.
It could be a good thing for this, though.
Yeah, well.
Because there are many people who expect little from this court.
Hopefully. We'll see how it goes. There were plenty to talk about on the show tonight. And I know we want to get your feel. Just before the top of the hour, it's in order, before our next break, to try and hear from you. You can drop your comments. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info. That's Nigeria Info
99.3.
You can join the conversation and see all of us and drop your comments. We'll try to take some of them. You can drop your comments on Twitter right now. The team have got something up there. We'll be going looking for some of your messages and taking them. And very importantly, we'll be coming to the phone lines in just a bit because we want to hear from you, your thoughts as to what you think about the best attacking option for Nigeria. Osimhen up front alone, or do you want a strategy that changes quickly from five midfielders to three attackers, depending on whether you are defending or whether you are attacking? Do you want a team that plays modern football the way it is played, where your wing backs are every inch a part of your attacking action, or whether you want to go for a traditional two wide men supporting your central striker? If you want a two-man strike force, depending on the strategy, who would you like to see partner the super striking force of the team? We've mentioned Gift Orban, Taiwo Awoniyi, who's supposedly up there. We've mentioned the other Victor. Could it be a case of two Victors and having Boniface and Osimhen up there? Just share your thoughts with us. Our numbers once again:
0700-993-993-993. That line is for everybody. Ladies, you can dial 01465-7190.
And if you're not a lady and you call the ladies line, may you have what? Oh, cockroach pox or something of that sort. We'll try not to take you. Sam, I think last week Sam had decided to give a bye to somebody who called on the lady who called through.
Yeah, not going to be nice today.
Yeah, it's not going to be that nice today. So you can join the conversation. The lines are already buzzing. Let's test the line and see what you guys make of it. We'll take two lines and then we have some.
Yeah, we have very business, very important information you can use, guys. Mm-hmm. There's money to be won today on the show. 30,000 naira up for grabs as always on Game On. And you know how we do, courtesy of our friends at OnePlay. You get to dial a code, and when you dial that code, you get to play with 200 naira at the very least, and you get to win some money. The code is *347*880*3#. *347*880*3#. I tell you something, guys. Earlier on today, someone was at the office to get confirmation for that code. He says we call it too fast. Wow. So he had to come all the way to the office to get confirmation on that
code. And all of a sudden, you just remembered me telling you to please consider those of us.
Yeah. So I'm going to take it very, very slow. Mm-hmm. *347*880*3#. *347*880*3#. Dial that code. Follow the prompt afterwards. Remember, the least amount you can play with is 200 naira. Do that. We're going to perform the draws before the end of the broadcast. And of course, one person gets to walk away with 30,000 naira today.
And again, isn't there a secondary option where you can... I think you could... Huh, I think there's a secondary option where you could enter through where you could...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you could go online.
You're just going, yeah, because those who complain about the fact that their bank is not, they cannot find their bank actually on with the code as cases, yeah, there's the option of online too. I should try and get that out for the listener, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so there's that online option. Please take it. Very shortly, we'll probably be able to share you what that
is all about.
What the website or the web address is, and you can go there straight away and do your thing. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have here? Hello and good evening.
Well, good evening.
Yeah, welcome. How are you doing?
Good evening to the boss
and sir. Good evening.
Yeah. Thank you.
And good evening to Tony, Sam, and the rest of the
team. Hi, good evening to you.
For me, I would prefer about the Super Eagles. I would prefer kind of 4-4-2 formation, whereby we have the Pizzler and Bonifier, because according to what Tony just analyzed now, I think that it should be a good combination. I know that sometimes these are our wingers of the field. Someone like Samuel Chukwueze sometimes when it comes to this match, guys fall our hands. So a 4-4-2 is good for one season.
Okay, 4-4-2 for you. Straight classic 4-4-2. Hi there.
Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening and welcome.
Shewa from the crew.
Welcome, my sister. How are you doing today?
Thank you. Rest of the gang, everybody.
Welcome.
We greet you. We hail you.
Especially my new version, as usual. See, Mr. Femi, I want to digress a little. Now, when we look at the Falcons, when we see the Falcons, the last time they went up on a tournament, there were a lot of itches down here. But they went with their own heart, with passion in them. So to me, I think it's not a matter of, are we fully prepared for the AFCON? The question, I think, what is inside the boys now, as in the guys that want to play for us now, is for them to make a name. See, some are already making names. They've already had their names and not the likes of Osimhen. But there are some upcoming players that are still, as in, they are still coming up. So they won't look at any issues, whether the NFL will take care of them or not. All they just want to go and do there is just to go and make a name. So I think that one will play out for us very well, this tough conference. Then when we talk about pairing together, Osimhen and Awoni will have been a very big threat for me, but Satome is not a main game to me. To me, just as if we're just on a training ground. To me, what is a main game? If a main game should come in, the likes of Moses Simon, Chukwu Emeka, and Awoni and Osimhen on the pitch will mad the whole thing. Why? Because every one of them want to score. So I don't have a match made for any one of them.
All right. All right. Interesting perspective. Like they say, different strokes for different folks. And I know that you guys want to share your thoughts even further. We'll come back to this, but would want to marry this conversation with other conversations going forward. Don't forget, tonight, the Fans League, that's at 9:30. Last Tuesday, we couldn't do it, but certainly we would do it tonight. We'll try to make sure that those opportunities for you to earn something on the broadcast don't go begging. Now, because of time, there's an issue that we are interested in. First and foremost, let's talk about Paul Pogba's suspension and the whole drama that is going on. His representative said he never wanted to break the rules. Like they say, the highway to hell is paved with good intentions. Yeah, I didn't mean to, and all of that. And there's this other thing that they say, anytime they catch you is usually your first time. But it's a problem now, provisionally suspended for an anti-doping offense. Testosterone, a hormone that increases the endurance level of an athlete. We don't hear much about these things, but this random test still happened. He didn't see it coming or something like that. I mean, athletes know that after every game, there's supposed to be some random testing. And you could do it 100 times and get away with it. What's the story? What are we hearing?
Well, village people.
Like you said, after that, you know, game against Udinese, I think that was the first game of the season, last season, you know, and but I think the current situation is there's going to be a counter sample analysis, which will be carried out. His spokesperson, P. Metta, was saying that right now they can't say much until that counter analysis sample B, like we often say, is carried out. If it tallies with sample A, then we're talking about a potential 4 years ban for Paul Labile Pogba. So I mean, the issue of this, there are so many meals that you eat, Femi, we eat, that have trappings of all of this. Sometimes you take certain drugs, you know, without intentionally actually, you know, wanting to take a, testosterone or whatever.
Yeah.
So which are the issues that we're looking at now? What if this was just as a result of some random thing he ate? And that's why for sports people, your diet is fundamental. What you eat, you can't just eat anything. It has to be overlooked by several people and all of that. But I mean, Paul knows the drill. He's not a kid. He's a professional player for so many years, and I'm sure that's not the first time he's been tested. It's very tough to, you know, give an excuse, especially if the sample B tallies with what we have currently. Juve have suspended him provisionally. I mean, the club had to take a stand immediately, and then we'll see what the investigations does look like. But it is a deep goal.
Feels like it's a season, actually.
Season completely ended. We want to go on about this, but we're going to have to take a quick pause. When we come back, there'll be time to look at it. Plus, we have a big issue to drop right after. Welcome back to the show. It's Game On, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 8 o'clock on the DOT. And we've got still much to talk about. Plus, you know, we are bringing back an element of our Tuesday broadcast from quite some time ago on the night. We'll get to that in just a minute. You'll hear the sound of it and you can tell what it is. Before that, though, I was just going to take Adeze's take on the whole Paul Pogba situation. What do you mean?
It's a sorry situation. It's really a sorry situation for Paul. We know how very amazingly talented this player is. And for some 2-3 years now, he's been having a lot of issues off the pitch. Injury concerns. Apart from that, his brother had to gang up with some criminals on the streets. They were trying to extort money from him. Alleged. But his brother went to prison. Not alleged. His brother went to prison for that offense. Not alleged. It was confirmed. Tried to extort money from him. His brother went to prison and was mandated never to contact Pogba for now. So it's no longer alleged. It was confirmed. And he came out recently to say, look, at some point I wanted to stop playing football. I just wanted people to take me for who I am and not for Pogba of the football. So I'm going to witch doctor to go get power so he avoids injury. And ever since he went to that witch doctor, his life has never been the same. At some point, they said he was going for Kylian Mbappe to make him less powerful in the French national team. And then he admitted, yes, I went to witch doctor, but it was not about Mbappe. It was about me avoiding injuries. And the opposite was just what happened to him. He kept on picking injuries, barely featured for Juventus. And now probably in a bid to come back to mismatch level fitness, probably must have taken some. Before you take some into your system, I'm sure you're aware of what you're taking. I'm not trying to indict him, but as an athlete, you know exactly the details of what you're taking. He's an exposed person. He knows what he's taking, but you should be careful knowing that they could come for your sample at any time. However, they have 3 more days. That news came out yesterday. They have until tomorrow to provide their counter sample. If they're able to do that, he may be free. But if they're not able to do that, then it's a problem. But for such a player, 30 years, this is when Pogba should be playing in the Champions League final. Pogba should be carrying any team that he's currently playing in. Such a big club like Juve, they need his services now more than ever. That's why they were able to give him that long contract till 2026 to help them get to finals of competitions, to help them become that force in Europe. But look at all of this distraction. It's such a big blow. And we hope that he and his camp are able to clear his name.
We'll see how that goes. And talking about potential suspensions, in the world of tennis, drugs wreaking havoc yet again. Simona Halep suspended for 4 years for anti-doping breaches. Two-time Grand Slam champion. She's been banned for 2 separate anti-doping rule violations. That's according to the International Tennis Integrity Agency. It's sad. We keep talking about these same things, and we hear the same things. Well, maybe there was something in the food, something in the water, something in medication I took. These days, you can't even know who's being honest. And it can be frustrating if you are an athlete, and in reality, you fall victim to you become amateurish in your approach to your diet or to your routine, and all of that, and you suffer some kind of whiplash.
Yeah.
But in many instances, these guys know what they're doing. It's about them hiding it successfully, and when you get caught, you have an alibi. You have an explanation somewhere.
Yeah, to be fair though, to Halep, her defense made a bit of sense really to the integrity unit, because they said, hey, she said that she took a certain pill that could have contaminated her system, and the guys alluded to that fact. They admitted that truly we've realized that you made sense with that, but that the quantity of what we found in your system is more than what that pill would have given to you ordinarily. So they are saying, yeah, we don't argue the fact that for you took something that may have messed up your system, but the quantity of what we have found in that system of yours is more than what that pill could have put into your system. So I think that's where the challenge is, which is what you mentioned, that's difficult to actually understand where these stars are coming from. For her, just like Adesie mentioned too, with Paul Pogba and a wide range of issues he had to come up against, she's also had her own fair share of challenges. Halep, you know, got to the echelon of the sport, was world number one for like 64 weeks, won the French Open, the Wimbledon Championships 2017, 2018. And it felt like she was getting to the peak of her powers, really. And at the age of 31, you feel that she should still be able to win stuff. However, the problem started last year, right? Surprisingly, she got knocked out in the very first round of the US Open last year. And it was a lady out of the top 100 ranking that evicted her from that competition. And that felt really surprising. And we thought that was bad. It got worse for her because she failed that drug test after the US Open and then got provisionally banned from the sport, which is what has now been confirmed now. Okay, 4 years. And they're even backdating that 4 years to last October when she was banned provisionally. And even with her personal life too, she got married to this very wealthy, Romanian billionaire, as the case is. And they got married in 2021. They were going to celebrate 1 year together around that period too in 2022. And they announced they had broken up. So she had issues with her family. She had issues with her tennis. She had issues with drugs. And I'm wondering what's going through her mind right now, because it just feels like the world she has built around herself has collapsed all in the space of just about 365 days or so. But she's come out with a statement and she's insisting that, hey, I am telling you guys I'm innocent. And she says she's going to push this to the end. And the good thing is she has the opportunity to appeal too. So let's see how well her appeal can help her. We know, even though in our lady's case, as I wrap up, she just missed three tests. Not that she tested positive, but she pushed her case and she got it right in front of the athletics integrity unit. So this lady, Halep, believes that in front of the tennis integrity unit, she'll prove her innocence. Because if she doesn't, Femi, then this ban will take her until 2026. And by then she'll be 34. So it is as good as saying I'm retiring from tennis.
Is there an argument to be made, Pamela, that as an athlete ages, the temptation to use enhancers increase? Diego Maradona led Argentina to the World Cup in 86. He brought them back and got to the final in 1990. He was 4 years older. He was 25 when he won it. He was 29 when he brought them back. And then at the next World Cup, which was USA 94,
yeah.
he was 33 and he was caught using ephedrine, if I remember.
Ephedrine.
Yeah, I mean, Paul Pogba, you know, he's gone past his prime. Simona Halep has gone past his prime. I mean, do you see? Something that is like a thread here for some of these athletes. Not to say younger athletes don't doze on drugs, but it looks like the pressure to excel, to keep performing at the top level, even when your body is saying no, it incentivizes the risk of going to use performance enhancers.
Yes. So I would say It comes from expectations. That's expectations from we, the fans.
Mm.
You know, when someone starts out very good, we expect them to be that good till they are done.
Yeah.
And everybody bodies different.
As we are complaining.
Exactly.
We are complaining now that
they want to,
FIFA, the new PlayStation ratings of Messi and Ronaldo are not up to scratch.
I complained about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I heard you. Yeah.
Okay, so like I was saying, and then some athletes, they want to, you know, live up to their expectations. Oh, I've been number one for how many years? I want to do that. And not all of them are able to take backlash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fans, we complain a lot. We don't know what's going on. Some of them, it's not everything they show. Some things might be emotional, maybe mental, and then affect their performance. So they want to do better. And some people are not good with competition. Once they see, oh, this person is going to overtake me, they want to overdo things. And it's sad, but I won't say I really blame them. So it's a 50-50 thing for me.
Wow. I wonder what you guys think. Don't forget, you get to play one play.
Yep, and you get to stand a chance to win 30,000 naira on the broadcast. The code is very simple. I'm sure it should be like a national anthem to you right now, or for you right now. *347*880*#*347*880*#.
Just remember there are three stars and numbers in between. What are the numbers again?
*347*347
Mm-hmm.
*880*#*347*880##.
So *347*880*#. We'll come back to that. Don't forget, 9:30, we play the Fans League, an opportunity for winners on the night. Before we go into our next break session, we would like to hear from you guys. We've talked about the Pogba situation. We'll take two quick calls. Sam will check if we've got messages, and if we're lucky, we might be able to move on to our next destination on the show tonight. Hi there, good evening and welcome. Yes, how are you?
I'm very well. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening,
good evening,
welcome.
And welcome.
Yes, Kenny from Kirile.
Welcome, namesake. Talk to me, brother.
Immediately the Pogba scenario was mentioned, I thought of Maradona. You know, I said something. Players would definitely diminish. We had this argument on one of the fan battle shows, and your performance would diminish. But, you know, endorsements, advertisements, right, and some of these benefits will want to make you to keep up to your expectations of fans and your club, and you would want to maintain that standard, forgetting that as an individual, as human, you definitely would not be able to. So I wouldn't say that these players are not aware. You are aware. Whatever you eat, whatever you drink, you are an athlete. You are supposed to be a doctor to yourself. And you know what will bring what to your system. So if you're a player and you're complaining, if you look at our own athlete, the lady that was provisionally suspended some months ago.
Yeah, Toby Amosun.
Toby Amosun. She wasn't tested positive, actually.
Yeah.
She was able to defend herself. But Pogba tested positive,
yeah.
Other players and the athletes, the tennis players tested positive already. So, as an athlete, you should be your own first doctor. So, it's no excuse. And I hope Pogba is able to find one way or the other to get off it, because it's really going to probably be a career-ending issue for him.
Thank you very much, Femi. Appreciate it. Let's take one more. Hi there. Good evening and welcome.
Hello. Good evening, Ogafemi.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm fine. This Friday from Ibuliri.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Ogafemi, I think it's high time Pogba should retire. He's 30 years of age now. Remember how many Nigeria players even play up to the age of 30? Hello, Ogafemi.
Yeah.
Where is our World Cup to Ahmed Musa? He's not up to 30, and he has retired for football many years ago. He's just answering that captain of Nigeria.
Oh, how's a guy who still has a club and who's playing for the national team retired now Friday? Let's put out the right stats, man.
No, man, we know what you are saying.
He retired a long time ago.
He's representing some interest that we don't want to mention on radio.
Okay.
So if Pogba want to retire, let him just retire. He has won everything in football, and I said the Champions League. So for him, it's time to go. Let him go. So let other young player come and take his place. Whatever Masu, he will surely repeat. All maybe right. It's the lady doctor that asked him to go and doping. So he did not work in his favor. So he have to go.
Thank you very much.
He believe on lady doctor Juju.
Thank you very much. Juju didn't do it. Or could this? You sure say not be Juju be that? This anyway, you know, I know of one Nigerian league professional who has retired now, who is actually a pundit now, who used to lock himself in his car and smoke wrap after wrap of Indian hemp.
Wow.
Just while he will come from his car while the match, the pre-match formalities, have a pro league player. Wow. And I wonder if the doping thing in this country was strong, how many players will be caught every week? We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it will be time for us to go on the counter-attack. There'll be a whole lot more that. Don't forget, One Play is loading. Be a part of it. We'll tell you more when we come. All right, we're back. We're telling you we will play. And Sam has got more information to tell you, getting you ready to play. What do you need to do to play for 30 grand?
Pretty simple. I've been reeling out the code to you. Good news for you Lagos listeners in Lagos and beyond Nigeria. Beyond Lagos, rather. If you haven't heard, with One Play Lotto, the prize money is now up to 90,000 naira every day right here on Nigeria Info. A total of 90,000 naira can now be won on this station by simply dialing *347*880*3# and pay with only 200 naira. Yes, 200 naira gives you an opportunity to win even more. You can play to win on these shows, WhatsApp Lagos, between 11:15 and 11:25 a.m. Mondays to Fridays. I think that time has been moved, just to correct. It's now 11:45 to 12 noon on WhatsApp Lagos. Game on. It is 8:15 to 8:25. We're going to get right into that pretty shortly. And of course, the chat station, 10:15 to 10:25 p.m. every day. Here's how to play once again. Dial in *347*880*3# for Nigeria Info. When you do that, you specify the number of tickets or entries you want to play between 1 and 10. Then you choose your bank and choose one to continue. After you do that, you'll receive an SMS with instructions to make your payment. When you do that, you can now listen to the live draw on either of the shows I mentioned, WhatsApp Lagos, Game On, and of course the chat station. Now, it's pretty simple. Remember, it's not myself or Femi or Pam or Tony or whoever gets to do the live draws here in the studio. It is the system who gets to pick your number, and you will win one of the cash prizes of the day. Simply dial *347*880*3# with only 200 naira and follow the prompt. Remember, you can play as many times as you want to play, as you like, depending on how much you're willing to put into this. But this is not suitable for persons under the age of 18. And please do remember to play responsibly, and also that terms and conditions do apply.
So two quick fire messages for Adeze on WhatsApp. Good evening, guys. For me, I prefer a 4-3-3 formation. Victor should start as the number 9, a player who plays behind the striker. Is he not a number 10? Okay. Victor should start as number 9. A player who plays behind the striker, is he not a number 10? Why is Adeze saying Kelechi playing behind the striker is number 8? Please, I need you to clarify. That's Tony from Otter. She will in just a bit. But just before that, here is another message. Adeze, I love your response to the question. Are we ready? I don't think the problem is formation. And we should not forget something happens to Sadio Mane before the last World Cup tournament. Something happened to him. So we should look beyond Osimhen. Having said that, Osimhen with Taiwo supporting is my choice. That's Jafet from Lekki. Back to the question. Number 10 or number 8?
Truth is, 8 and 10 gradually phasing away in football.
Yep.
Let's tell ourselves the truth.
Yep. Eight your and classic 10, number 10 is...
And number 8. Mm-hmm. So number 8 is the man, is the shadow striker.
Yeah.
But it would appear that when it comes to the national team, we still have players that naturally is the attribute.
Yep.
And that is how to get the very best out of Kelechi.
Mm-hmm.
He's not your focal man. He's just beside, behind striker, providing, can also score mm-hmm. and shoot, like I said. So, 8 is a supporting striker. Let me put it in summary, in our local parlance. Then 10 is your attacking midfielder. The JJ's of Okochas, the Kevin De Bruyne, what Phil Foden is trying to do, your Martin Odegaard, these are number 10s. But however, because of the dynamism of the game and tactics, it keeps revolving, it keeps moving. Anybody can play out wide, mm-hmm. so long as the room is there, so long as a pocket of space can be created. I'm not a coach, let me just leave it at that.
All right, in old classic football, 8 and 10 were called schemers.
Mm.
The number 8 played from the right, the number 10 played from the left, you know, back in the day. And then you had the number 10 was playing and supporting both the 11 and the 9. The number 8 will support both the 7 and the 9. So, you know, in olden days, back in the day, where you arrange your team in one kind
formation.
I don't know. Yeah, but football is evolving
mm.
and pretty fast too. Okay, that's out of the way. Sam, what else have we got?
Yes, I've got something for you. It's past 8 p.m., so perfect time for me to tell you about how you can relax with something quite smooth and interesting. Yeah, so you know, everyone who knows what's up knows that Skirt is your confirmed daily companion. You only need to show up and Skirt is right there beside you. Whether it's Skirt Blended Brandy or Skirt Cafe Rum, they certainly are there with you all the way when you aim, when you shoot, and when you certainly do score and win. Whatever your taste may be or vibe, MP Masterpiece Limited, which is the makers of Skirt, are here for your satisfaction. If you like it smooth and strong, your master's choice drink, rather, Skirt Blended Brandy, is right there for you. And if you love the uniquely blended coffee flavor and rich taste in alcohol, Skirt Cafe Rum made from quality ingredients is certainly there to serve you. Alone with friends or at home or at a party or listening to Game On via radio, plain or mixed, however you want it. And for whatever occasion that it may be, Skirt Blended Brandy and Skirt Cafe Rum will soothe your mood just right. Note that all Skirt brands are registered with NAFDAC, and they are certainly not for pregnant women or persons under the age of 18. It's always imperative that we mention to you to drink responsibly.
Okay, drink responsibly. You know what to do. And whatever else you're doing, please be responsible about it. We did launch Pamela's career tonight.
Unveiling.
Yeah, serious unveiling. And we're also thinking of throwing her into the fire to go headlong against the big boys, as if you want to bam bam, you know.
So to bam bam,
yeah. if bam bam wants to bam bam, all right, and that will come after the next break. But just for us to know, Sam, we need to figure out we're throwing her. What I said we'll bring back is counter-attack, where two of us here will go head-to-head and you'll be the judge who impressed you more. Pam will be going on and we're doing a quick draw. Guys, pass this around quickly.
Tony,
and we just want to decide who's going to go.
Take one, it's against. For everybody. Take one.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, has
open.
Tony has a cheeky face.
Yeah. Adesif, who has opened theirs? What do you have? What do you...
May not
what
be me in Jesus' name.
What do you have? We have 10 seconds. What do you have, okay. Tony?
Denied.
Denied. Okay.
What's denied?
Tuma, Tuma, what do you have? Tuma, what do you have?
Denied.
Delivered. Denied.
Just denied. What do you have?
Which one is denied?
Pick.
Accept.
Adeze has been picked.
Hallelujah.
We'll be back. Hang on, you've been picked.
Yeah.
I mean, was the process fair?
It was not fair. It's Sam that did it.
Where is your proof?
What?
It's Sam. He told his guys the ones they will pick.
What did Sam didn't do?
Should we go to the petition tribunal?
I don't know. This is interesting.
You have to play.
So, you have to play.
Yeah.
And as to what to you know, what the topic will be on the night, I desperately didn't want it to be Adeze. Because, you know, I didn't want some...
agricultural clearance.
Anyway. So tonight, the Man United project under Eric Ten Hag versus the Mauricio Pochettino Chelsea project. Which of them is deserving of more time? Who will we give more time? The Man United project under Ten Hag or the Chelsea project under Pochettino? Which one of those two deserves more time? Pam, what are you speaking to?
Pochettino
deserves more time.
Yes.
Aha. So, here's a funny thing. The two of you are Chelsea.
No, I'm not Chelsea. I'm an Imba.
You've started.
Yeah, there's no Chelsea anywhere in my life. There's never been any like Chelsea this? In my life.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm an Imba fan. Die hard.
You've Chelsea'd out.
Yeah, well, maybe I used to like them. But I've never been a fan of any club. So, I can think objectively.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I didn't want to say you chickened out because I just left only the C and H in it. Okay, how much time have we got, Sam?
Yeah, not so much time. Let's go pay these bills and then we'll be right back. Yeah.